Oh, hey, the door's open. Come on in. Welcome to my humble abode. Thanks for coming here on such short notice, hun. I know you're probably busy with your college reports and the like. I hope I didn't interrupt you from something important. You probably have a lot of better things to do than to help some old cowgirl like me. Oh, you're too sweet. Thank you so much. Promise you'll let me pay you back with some dinner. On me, of course. I can make a pretty mean veggie burger. But I really needed some help, and you seem to be the only one here that can really help me with this. Why you specifically? Well, most of the other girls here in these apartments are a bit too, let's say, rough. So many of them have claws and teeth and scales and spikes. This is a job that needs a gentle touch. And beyond that, I had heard that you helped our Lyumya neighbor upstairs when she was shedding, but she didn't have anything to rub off her old skin. You offered for her to come to your place and rub off on your furniture. And then I was speaking with the gargoyle girl across the hall. She said that you helped clean her with stone polish and didn't even take a bit of pay in return. That told me all I needed to know. You are a kind boy who could understand how us monster folk have certain necessities. I know I didn't exactly detail a lot of what kind of help I needed when I messaged you. But, well, it's a sensitive issue, dear. As I'm sure you can see, I'm a whole star. A whole star is a monster folk who are similar to cows. You know, werewolves are wolf people, Lyumya are snake people, harpies are bird people. Whole stars are cow people. And as a cow person, I share a few distinct traits with cattle, like my horns, see? I usually keep them sanded down into these little soft nubs so they don't get lost in my hair. I'm tall enough as it is. I'm sure our neighbors upstairs don't need me poking holes in their floor. I have a swishy long tail that sort of moves on its own from time to time. My legs are fluffy too, and end in these cute little hooves. You think my hooves are cute too? Aw, thank you. But the biggest part about being a whole star is that, well, we produce something. Something very special and unique. We make milk on a constant, natural basis every single day. And as a result, we need to release that milk at least once a week. Otherwise, we get swollen and it can start to hurt. See, it wasn't really a problem until a bit ago. I was going to, you know, relieve myself when my milking machine broke on me. Its hose just snapped clean off and sprayed milk everywhere. I took it in for repairs, but they said it would be 3 weeks before they could get the new parts. And, well, I can't exactly do this myself either. My breasts are incredibly sensitive, dear. I can usually get about half a tank's worth out on my own. But then my loins start to burn, and I start to fantasize and touch myself. Never mind that. Forget I said anything. How embarrassing. You really shouldn't care about what an older cow woman thinks. But you get the picture, right? It's been about 2 weeks since I've been properly milked. My chest went from my normal double E's to, gosh, I don't even think there's a letter for this size. Just look at these obscene things. They're absolutely ginormous. I'm spilling out of all of my shirts, even my largest sizes, just for times like these. They've become so heavy as well. I mean, they usually are. But today, goodness, they're just impossible. So, I need you to milk me, okay? I know this is very, very embarrassing, and I'm sure you'd rather do anything other than milk my huge milky boobs. You really don't mind? Oh, you sweetheart, thank you so much. Have you ever milked a girl before? Oh, don't worry, dear. I'll walk you through it. Though, I should warn you, like I said, Milking causes me to feel quite sensitive, and you may hear me acting pretty lewdly, but this needs to be done. So please, even if I'm begging and moaning, don't stop for anything, okay? If I need you to stop, or if you hurt me, I'll push you off. Here, let's start by getting my milk tank out and my top off. Yes. I'm not wearing a bra. They're so swollen, it's impossible to get one on anyhow. And I'm sorry, my nipples are so big. You don't mind? Oh, you're too kind. So to start, you need to tease my nipples. Use your fingers to rub them lightly to tease the milk out and start them up. And be gentle, please. Oh. There it is, dear. There it... Moo! Hey, tell me before you do something so suddenly. Tugging on me like that, that felt too good. I promise, milking doesn't usually make me so horny like this. It has been so long since I've been milked, and from such a gentle personal touch. Hey, sweetheart? Do you think you could use your mouth on them? For just a little bit. If you don't like the taste, you can spit it out if you'd like. But nothing feels as good as being suckled on. Yeah? Oh, good boy. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a good boy. You don't mind? Oh, that's very sweet. No. Oh, gosh. That's so good. You're drinking it, too? You're too good. Oh. Yeah, keep drinking. Oh. Gosh, I forgot how it feels to be so relieved. Hey, swap nipples, okay? Yeah, like that. Oh, that feels much better. You really like how it tastes? It's not often we get someone to drink our milk. It makes me feel so happy. Aw. I just wish I could have you suckle like this forever. But we really need to get the rest of this out, yeah? So, unlatch. Okay. Now, I need you to get behind me. Yeah, like that. Now, grab my breasts from the base, close to my body. And rub them down to that. Moo! Yes! That's it. More. More. Oh, don't stop. Please don't stop. Moo. Ah, that feels so good. All that pressure sliding away. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was grinding on you with my hips. I'm just getting so excited from this. Oh, I can't help it. I just can't. Can you please just fuck me from behind, too? I don't know if I can stand it if we just keep going like this. Please? Please? Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Milk me. Milk me while you fuck my cow pussy. Yeah. Oh, God. It feels so, so good. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for swearing, but fuck, that feels so good. Keep thrusting. Thrust hard. Thrust deep, baby. Come in me. I don't care. Just fuck me as hard as you want. Keep milking me. Milk every last ounce out of my fat tits. Breed me while you milk my fat cow tits. Breed me like the milk cow I am. Milk me and fuck me. Oh God, I'm coming while I'm squirting milk everywhere. Please come. Come in me. No. Mm. 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 Thank God. That feels so much better. Excuse me, I just need to sit down for a minute. Oh, gosh. Huh? Pregnant? Did I really say all that about breeding? Don't worry, dear. They make Plan B for a reason. I always keep a bit around for that. But, hey, you don't have to leave just yet. You still feel a little extra leftover in these breasts of mine. Maybe you should come over, cuddle up with me and suckle the rest out. Yeah? Good boy. Good boy. I know I promised you dinner for that, but I'd say this will do good enough, right? At least for now. Just cuddle up. I can see your eyes getting heavy too, huh? Don't worry. I don't mind you staying in my arms, drinking my wonderful cowgirl milk, and drifting to sleep. Good boy.